Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Dr. Bob Smith as we talk about animal care and well-being in just a moment.
I remember hitting the fairway at Sequoia before the dew had even dried.
I remember taking my first lesson at Fort Cobb.
I remember the views of Lake Eufaula from Arrowhead.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks golf courses mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember that 12-foot waterfall on the 16th hole at Lake Murray.
I remember staying at Lakeview Lodge and playing Cedar Creek every single morning.
I remember playing at Grand Cherokee in the morning and swimming in Grand Lake all afternoon.
Golfers of all ages have agreed that from the rocky canyons of Roman Nose to the pine forests of Cedar Creek, this great state offers some of the most diverse golfing terrain in the nation. And in some parks, you can stay where you play, in a lodge, secluded cabin, or campground. Spend some time in an Oklahoma State park. And don't forget, you can reserve a tee time online, because golfing the state's most beautiful landscapes is nothing short of memorable. For more information about Oklahoma State Park golf courses, visit TravelOK.com.
Dr. Bob Smith is a veterinarian based out of Stillwater, consults with cattle operations around the country on animal healthiness and well-being. And when it comes to the animal care standards that the beef industry has helped put together, he's been one of the leaders. And we talked with him at the recent International Symposium on Animal Well-Being in the Beef Cattle Industry. And we pointed back to one event that happened a few years ago that's really changed the attitude of the public when it comes to animal care and well-being.
Things kind of changed a little bit the day that HSUS released that video from the West Coast from the packing plant. The scrutiny level suddenly went up. You never knew when you were on candid camera, I guess you could say.
Absolutely, and that's an example of people that weren't doing things right. What beef quality assurance is all about is anticipating what can go wrong and fixing it before it does go wrong. And so we're hoping that we learn something from that. That was the wrong thing to do. We know it's an isolated incident, but nevertheless, it was wrong. So this, I think, emphasizes even more the importance of targeted training and buy-in by the producers and everybody else that's involved in beef production so that we do the right thing every time.
Let's talk about the producers. If you had to point to one or two or three things they really need to be concentrating on, what are they?
I think some of the real important things for producers to pay attention to, and we should preface the remark by saying that overall our producers do a really good job. It's in their interest and also, of course, in the interest of their livestock. But nutrition is important. With cow-calf, we know some years when we have a little drought, it becomes a challenge for us, but we got to address those things. Health issues, overall, we do a good job. But we need to be looking forward on these calves we're producing, thinking about where they're going, not just where they've been. Preparing these calves so that they don't have to face all those stressors at weaning time, above and beyond the stress of weaning, because that's enough. And then cattle handling, and I think we've made a lot of progress in that area. We know more about how to respond to cattle behavior so that we can use that to our advantage. And people have upgraded their facilities. They don't have to be fancy store-bought facilities, but they've upgraded those so that they're functional, they're workable, and also have a culling program in place, have a plan for culling our cows. You know, we shouldn't wait until the very end when there's no energy left. If the cow has a problem, she needs to be marketed timely so that her welfare is not compromised on the farm or during the marketing process or during the harvest process.
Veterinarian Dr. Bob Smith out of Stillwater, who believes that most cattle producers want to do the right thing when it comes to handling and caring for their livestock. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.